Elvis Presley's favourite food, we are reliably informed, was prepared to the following instruction. Take two slices of lightly toasted white bread, place them into a skillet, and fry them in half a pound of butter for a couple of minutes. Remove, spread peanut butter on both sides, add a sliced banana, stick them back together again, fry some more until lightly browned, serve and eat. In this context, the deep-fried Mars bar is a mere stick of celery in comparison. I'm surprised Elvis ever got past 30. In my own case, I've been overweight for far too long. I confess, the Scotsman's sweet tooth and an inherited love of big bread and lots of butter. The recent giant dancing tea cakes seen at Glasgow's Commonwealth Games opening ceremony made a wonderfully honest statement on how, on so many levels, about the city of my birth. I've recently found that by enforcing a smidge of discipline in my diet, I can still enjoy my food, and I've lost 18 pounds so far. One of the most central parts of my day is my healthier breakfast. Each morning I perform the ceremony of the three slices of thinly buttered toast and two soft-boiled eggs, washed down by a robustly strong mug of black coffee. I grind my own beans, and then I place my ancient Bialetti espresso maker onto the stove to the boil. I've happily now terminated my consumption of tea cakes, but Mr. Tunnock's premier product, surely the prince of biscuits, remains part of my life in another way, because each morning I sip my coffee from a Tunnock's tea cake mug. I can't have my cake and eat it anymore, but I can still drink from it. And that's what I'm now going home to do shortly.